You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special, unique guest joining my show. His name is Peter Fox of Peter Fox Healing Hands, and he's working out of the Florida area, right on the edge of the Everglades, which I can only imagine the views that Peter wakes up to every morning. Let's welcome him to the show and find out all about what he's doing to help heal the folks of Florida. So without any further ado, Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John.
You're very welcome. So, Peter, why don't you tell us a little bit about Peter Fox Healing Hands? What are you doing for the folks of Florida, and how are you healing them?
With my healing hands. I'm a nationally certified licensed massage therapist. I've been doing this in private practice for about 13 years. I came to it kind of late in life. I've done a lot of different things in my life. I've kind of reinvented myself several times, but I think this is the most fun I'm having. So what do? I do a fusion, a unique fusion, I guess I'd call it, of techniques. And that includes shiatsu, that's the basis of my training, acupressure, I do reflexology, some cranial sacral therapy, myofascial release. It really depends on what the client needs.
Right.
I recently started doing massage cupping, and all of my sessions can include energy healing, Reiki, whatever you want to call it. Okay?
And for the energy healing, now, do people come to you, for instance, looking specifically for, like, I need a deep tissue massage? Or do people come to you specifically looking for the Reiki? Or do you have people coming to you kind of looking for both? Do they want the whole package?
Well, they want some physical work. It depends. I mean, it really varies. If they're looking for deep tissue work, I tell them I may not be the person they're looking for. I like to get in there, but I do it more slowly, and I have a good reputation for getting in there without hurting people.
Right.
So a lot of people are coming to me because they've got emotional issues. I'm not a psychotherapist. I make that clear. But I give people the time they need to unwind and let go in my healing room.
Which I think is something that everyone needs, because I'm thinking now of, like, just like a really rough day you have maybe at work, and nothing would be better than going to see Peter Fox and having your hands just work wonders on somebody's problem areas, really. Now, in your practice, what do you find are people's most common problem areas? What do you feel the people come to you for the most?
Good question. Shoulders, upper back, head, neck, sometimes feet, a lot of neck issues, lower back issues, people. And I approach it not simply from a physical perspective, but from an energetic perspective. So
right.
some of my work is off the body, or can be off the body. In any case, I don't know how I do it, but I channel energy. So I can channel energy where there are blockages or knots or issues in the body causing pain. I can channel it out of the body. What can I say? It's wild and woolly.
Right. And now, Peter, for those maybe not in the know, and I'm not one of those people. I know a little bit about it, but I'd like it to come from the horse's mouth. But for those not in the know, could you just explain a little bit about what Reiki is and kind of the idea of energy work and how exactly you go about doing a procedure on somebody?
Sure. Reiki is universal life force. It's energy. It's a form of energy healing. There are other forms of energy healing. I do a number of different things, and we call it Reiki because it's a name that people know. I'm a quote-unquote Reiki master because I've studied energy work for many, many years. So what it entails for me is, ideally, I will work on someone for 90 minutes, maybe up to 2 hours, okay? And I'm working with soothing music, candlelight, in a very sacred space.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'll work on them head to toe, both sides, physically. And after maybe an hour and 20 minutes or an hour and a half, move off the body. And by that time, they are deeply relaxed. They're in a, in some ways, a state of higher consciousness, or certainly different consciousness. So
right.
They're not sleeping, although they can sleep. It's a great place to catch up on some sleep. So at that point, I move off the body and I comb through the client's energy field. I feel heat. I feel cold. I feel tangled. It's like women can really understand, because I call it detangling. It's like pulling tangles out of wet hair. You know, if you're combing your hair after shampooing, or after you've been swimming. And I do that moving farther away from the body, because energetically we extend well beyond our physical body. And the healthier you are, the farther your energy field extends, and the more protected you are, so to speak. So in any case, I comb through that your energy fields, and I also work. I know this may sound strange, but I bring energy. I'm a conduit. I bring Reiki energy into the room, and I cast it about, and I work with it, and I use it to heal. I work with colors, and people sometimes see colors. They see all sorts of things on the table. They're, trust me, their eyes are closed, but they travel. In any case, I do chakra balancing. If you understand the concept of the seven chakras, kind of filters, vortexes, energy vortexes in the body that begin at the base of the spine and extend through the head. So you have a root chakra, you have a series of chakras. I think of them as filters, and they need to be cleaned just like any other filter. So I do that work, and I strengthen the person's entire energetic field.
I was going to say, Peter, unfortunately, we do have to end the show in just about a minute. Yeah. But for the people out there listening, where can they kind of find some of your services online? Do you have a website or a Facebook page? Do you have anything like that?
Yes, of course. I have both. My website is www.peterfoxhealinghands.com. My Facebook page is Peter Fox Healing Hands, I guess, on Facebook. Email address would be peter@peterfoxhealinghands.com. Does that work? Anything else?
Wonderful. No, that is it. Peter Fox, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little bit of your professional and very interesting work with us. We certainly appreciate it and obviously wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, John.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.